from radioinfo.com.au. It's Wednesday, the 18th of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart. Thanks for joining me. Here's what radio people are talking about today. More Metro breakfast teams head for isolation. The federal government starts spending with radio to get the corona message out. An international radio station alerts that we could learn from. I'll have the details of these stories and other issues affecting the industry in just a moment.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You don't need a crystal ball to see that the fallout from coronavirus continues to impact radio, with the potential of a bleak advertising future lying ahead and serious disruption to the workplace. Major networks are investing heavily to ensure their high-rating, money-making teams are protected and still able to broadcast. ARN has sent Kyle and Jackie O home to do their breakfast show from their individual home studios, and Amanda Keller is in self-isolation after coming into contact with Christian Wilkins during Dancing with the Stars. Until Christian gets his COVID-19 all clear, Amanda will be based in a home studio. Southern Cross Austereo's also moved Dave Hughes and Carrie Bickmore into home studios. Over at Nine Radio, 2GB's Ben Fordham is now working out of the company's Melbourne studios. And John Stanley is waiting for equipment to be installed so he can begin working from home. Canberra's Hit 104.7 has cancelled Skyfire 2020, which was to have been the national capital's biggest public gathering. Community radio could also be savagely hit by the virus, as many of its volunteers are elderly. Triple R in Melbourne has already shut its doors to the public and is maintaining only a skeleton staff. A federal government radio campaign for COVID-19 is being rolled out. This may be one of the industry's saving graces in coming months, as the direct advertising pool continues to tighten. The strategy behind the $30 million campaign is to ensure timely, factual, and consistent information. There are four tracks in the package. This is the first.
To help stop the spread of viruses like flu and coronavirus, good hygiene is essential. That starts with washing your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds whenever you cough, sneeze, or blow your nose. Prepare food or eat. Care for someone sick. Touch your face. Or use the toilet. We can help stop the spread and stay healthy. Visit health.gov.au to learn more. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
As people self-isolate, radio is going to become increasingly important to update them on what's happening and to provide company. To keep operating, the stations themselves have to remain safe workplaces for the staff. Several stations in Malaysia and Singapore have now introduced a traffic light system for risk areas. Radio Info publisher Steve Ahern believes that some of those ideas could be applied here.
Using a red alert, amber alert, green alert system so that you can see where you should or shouldn't go in the building. If it's a red alert area, don't go there. If the station's on green alert, then it's okay to come to work, that kind of thing. Also, there were tips about voice tracking from home and how you should think about the acoustics of the place you're voice tracking from if you're working from home. And a third very useful point, I thought, was that when reporting deaths, we should report the whole picture. So we should report recoveries as well. For instance, in some figures that I put in the article, sadly 4% of people have died, but 43% have recovered. And I think that news bulletins need to put both lots of details in their bulletins so people have a full perspective.
For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Other stories attracting industry attention today. Programming guru Valerie Geller has created a new kind of audiobook. Beyond Powerful Radio, a communicator's guide to the internet age, is delivered as though you're actually listening to a radio station. Available from Audible, the audiobook runs 16 hours 40 and features comments from many experts in radio. Nova's Matt DeGroote has added rugby league commentary to his list of skills. The breakfast newsreader for Fitzy and Whipper made his debut this past weekend on Channel 9's Wide World of Sports. Most radio sales reps are hunkering down for the inevitable call from clients saying, "I want to cancel my advertising." According to radio sales consultant Pat Bryson, any large-scale adverse event is going to have a knee-jerk reaction from clients. In her article for the Radio Info website, Bryson highlights those industries that will be negatively affected, those that might be affected, and those that will benefit from the crisis. I think it's a must-read for sales executives in all size markets. Coming up next, the everyday radio device that could kill you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In radio, we all work with many pieces of technology. Some of them work on extremely high voltages. But in the current crisis, nothing has the potential to be a killer more than the foam pop filter. Every radio studio has them, and on-air talent will always work close to them and share them with others. Because coronavirus is passed on as water droplets transmitted through human breath, where do you think those droplets are going to end up in a radio studio? During this current crisis, you should wash or sterilize foam pop filters before your shift and again afterwards. Or better still, supply your own pop filter that's yours and comes and goes with you. Under radio moves, Evram Sen has been appointed to head up Sen Media as its general manager. And Kev Walters is rejoining the Triple M Brisbane scrum. He'll be heard on the Rush Hour Wednesday nights. On the commercial radio job front, there are gigs going at Nova in Melbourne and New FM in Newcastle. While community radio has positions at Joy FM in Melbourne and 4K1G in Townsville. If you're looking for a new role, check out the details on the Radio Info website. Well, thanks for your company today. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to see what's happening in radio anytime, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.